North Carolina's House and Senate on Wednesday made a major breakthrough on the state's budget. There's no finalized deal yet, but one of the major issues looks to have been resolved. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
After weeks of waiting and political posturing, it was a surprise to hear Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown utter these four words.
We will accept your numbers.
He made that statement towards the end of a conference committee meeting, which was notable for being open to the public. Brown and House Senior Budget Chair Nelson Dollar had come prepared to haggle. The biggest sticking point for the two sides, money for Medicaid. According to Brown, the state has had to bail out Medicaid again and again over the last few years.
Which totals almost $2 billion in Medicaid that we had to shore up. To us, that's a pretty good trend.
So the Senate proposed cuts to the program, which covers medical costs for the poor and disabled. Representative Dollar said his House colleagues did not agree.
We do not believe it would be justified to take additional serious cuts that would affect real lives and real people in need.
Instead, Dollar offered to increase the amount of money the House would put into the program.
And that would provide $136.5 million for potential Medicaid backlog. And that's really what you're talking about there.
And since the state only pays a percentage of Medicaid money, Representative Dollar said that number would grow to $409 million once federal grants were added. And that's how we got to those four magic words, we accept your numbers. For Senator Brown, it felt like he was back at his day job.
This kind of reminds me of selling a car a little bit. This is pretty good.
As for Representative Dollar and his House colleagues.
Senator Brown, you haven't sold the car yet, but we do like some of the features.
Members of both the House and Senate now get to kick the tires of this partial agreement and work through other outstanding issues like teacher pay. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.